What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to yet another edition of Warrior Notes here on the Warrior Soul Podcast. And, you know, I've been going through a whole lot of transitions lately, and it's left me with a lot of time to think, thinking about this kind of energy I have inside of me. You know, I was sitting there the other day, and I was kind of looking at my life. And I've got a lot of really good things happening. I got a great job. I got fantastic coworkers. I've got a great woman in my life. I'm buying a house. I got a great dog. I got a great family, a great mom. And, you know, there's part of me that is always waiting for the other shoe to drop when things are going good, because it hasn't always been great for me. You know, the last 5 years have been absolutely crazy. I had my battle with ulcerative colitis, lost 50 pounds last year from the disease, ended up having to go on some pretty crazy medication. And finally, you know, I'm feeling healthier now. You know, I went through massive financial problems over the last decade. And there's been times where I didn't know how I was going to get through the next week, let alone the next month, how to pay rent, how to pay for food. There was times where, you know, I was wondering how the heck we were going to pay for our next meal. And all these different things, you know, they add up into a subconscious, right? And the reason I'm saying this is because I know a lot of you have been going through hard times lately. And when you go through enough hard times, what tends to happen is you sit there and you wait for that other shoe to drop when things are going well. You wait for something to go wrong, and you expect something to go wrong. And some of that's good. It keeps you prepared, right? It keeps you on your toes. It keeps you heading toward, you know, being ready rather than being caught off guard. At the same time, it can also lead to self-sabotage. A lot of us sabotage the crap out of ourselves. You know, things are going good and you start messing with things too much. You become over alert about things. It's just like what a lot of us go through after serving, right? You're on such high alert expecting something to go wrong. You're so focused on keeping it from going wrong, you forget to enjoy life. And that's what's happened with me, I think, over the last year or so. You know, I had a really long talk with my partner, and she said, you know, you are constantly working, you're constantly on guard, you're constantly, you know, worried about these things, and you're forgetting about life. You're forgetting you're supposed to enjoy this. And so what I've been doing each day is trying to make a concerted effort. I have this alarm that goes off on my phone at 5:15. And at 5:15 p.m., I have to put down everything that I'm doing and I have to move on with my day and go enjoy myself with Shauna, with my dog Piper, and do things that don't involve work. And it's helped a good bit to turn things off. I am still working on it. But my message to you today is, you know, think about how you can turn it off, right? Turning it on is a big deal, right? You've got to get yourself motivated to do things. You've got to get yourself motivated to push forward. You've got to be taking care of your body, right? You got to train. You got to work hard. You got to keep learning. Always be learning. At the same time, you also have to know when to turn it off, when to be there emotionally for the people who are most important in your life, how to be there for them, because you know what? This world isn't just about you, right? It's not about you. It's about being there with the people who love you most, being there for them, and trying to do everything you can to be a force for good in their lives. And so I'll leave you guys with that. I don't know if you guys can relate to this. I don't know if you guys can let me know how much this relates to you in your life, but I want to hear from you on this. Hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on email, and let me know. You know, has this been something you guys have been dealing with? How are you dealing with it? Have you tried to deal with it at all? And if not, what is your plan to try to do so? So with that, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. And this is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.